a reading from Paul's first letter to the Corinthians. I would remind you, brothers and sisters, of the good news that I proclaimed to you, which you in turn received, in which you also stand, through which also you are being saved, if you hold firmly to the message that I proclaimed to you, unless you have come to believe in vain. For I handed on to you as of first importance what I in turn had received, that Christ died for our sins in accordance with the Scriptures, and that he was buried, and that he was raised on the third day in accordance with the Scriptures, and that he appeared to Cephas, and then to the 12. Then he appeared to more than 500 brothers and sisters at one time, most of whom are still alive, though some have died. Then he appeared to James, then to all the apostles. Last of all, as to one untimely born, he appeared also to me. The word of the Lord. To open up this passage from Paul's letter to the Corinthians, I want to start with the end of it. Last of all, as to one untimely born, he appeared to me. Paul is referring to the fact that his call came late, after all the other apostles had been called, after no one was even looking for there to be more apostles. Jesus wasn't appearing anymore, picking people. And Paul wasn't looking for Jesus at all. He was an enemy of the Christians. He was sure he knew the Scriptures, and they said Jesus was not the Messiah. And then, when no one was looking, not Christian, not Paul, Jesus appeared to him and made him an apostle. Paul reminds his readers of this because he says, I wasn't looking, but God gave me this news. And what was given to me, I passed on to you. And we all just have to hold to what we've been given. We can't be making up things of our own. We can't be changing it. We can't pick and choose and embellish it. We got to hold to it, because that's the good news of God. Not just my news. But by the same token, then, God can come in at any moment and kind of change things, because Paul wasn't looking for good news, and God appeared to him anyway and changed everything. So we have to hold to the good news that's been given to us. But then we also have to be open to hearing new good news, to it being augmented, added to. How can you tell whether it's from God or whether it's just me making this up, fooling myself? Aye, there's Rob. That's exactly the question we always need to be asking ourselves.